During the 10th century BC, when the Queen of Sheba is thought to have lived, the city of Marib was a great commercial center, a stopping point for the merchant caravans that crisscrossed the desert. Traveling across this vast open landscape, merchants were an invaluable source of stories, gossip, and news. And it would not have taken long for word to spread of King Solomon, ruler of Israel. Renowned for his wisdom and his ability to speak with animals, it was said that Solomon could even command spirits. The Ethiopian holy book, the Kebra Nagast, says that news of this formidable king reached Sheba from a traveling merchant. How Solomon heard of Sheba is explained in the Quran. The Bible records that Sheba's servants packed many gifts for Solomon, including gold, precious stones, and spices. 10 kilometers away from the site is an even more potent symbol of how vital water was to the life of Marib, the Great Marib Dam. Described in Arabian folklore as a miracle of engineering, it spanned 3,000 feet, twice the width of Colorado's Hoover Dam. Royal inscriptions on these dams have helped establish the very first chronology of Sabaean rulers. In the Quran, Sheba's homeland was known as the Garden of Two Paradises. The oasis that the Marib Dam created fits its description almost exactly. This highly sophisticated irrigation network allowed Marib to flourish as a wealthy and important center of trade. The dam harnessed the region's flash floods to create a fertile oasis of 24,000 acres. Like the wealthiest cultures of the modern world, Sheba's Marib played host to skyscrapers, astonishing tower houses of mud brick and timber that stretched over 80 feet in the air. When the Queen of Sheba returned home, she carried with her the light of wisdom. The Quran explains that this light represented her conversion to the faith of Solomon's God, making Sheba the first person to bring monotheism to Arabia. The Kebra Nagast tells us that 9 months after leaving Jerusalem, Sheba gave birth to her first and only son, Menelek. The Ethiopian holy book goes on to tell how when Menelek came of age, he journeyed to Jerusalem to visit his father. Returning from Solomon with the Ark of the Covenant, Menelek took it to Ethiopia, where he founded a new dynasty. Menelik's departure for Ethiopia is the last reference any of the religious sources make to Sheba. Thereafter, she simply vanishes.